Well, it's time now to head back to ASI at the University of Bath, where they'll be making us some biodiesel.
Hello, welcome back to Kitchen Science. I'm still at the chemistry department in the University of Bath with Chris and Matt, and we have biodiesel being made in the fume hood here. And the vegetable oil looks really clear, and it's swirling around in the little flask. So, Chris, what's going on?
Well, the vegetable oil completely changed to biodiesel, and we're just going to work that up by pouring it in a conical flask and then pouring water on top, and that water will take away the glycerol, take away any excess methanol, and just leave us with our biodiesel on top, like if you poured oil into water.
OK, so you've just poured it into the flask, and here goes some water.
And we can tap off the biodiesel from the top.
All right, well, we've got our biodiesel. We are now going to run over to the engineering department and test it out. Okay, so we're now navigating the depths of the engineering department, and we're about to test our biofuel. Hello.
Right then.
My name is Gary Hawley, Professor of Automotive Engineering here in the Department of Mechanical Engineering at the University of Bath.
You've got this huge white van in this lab.
Well, where we are now, we're in the vehicle research laboratory.
We've brought some biodiesel along with us, so what are we going to do now?
Right, well, what we've got here is pure biodiesel, 100%, but unfortunately, the motor manufacturers in Europe will only guarantee the vehicle if it's got a B5 blend. That means 5% of the fuel will be biodiesel and 95% will be ordinary four-quart diesel. So we're going to run the biodiesel in a B5 blend through the vehicle, and we're going to see how it reacts. Right, we're just going to start the tests now. And what's happening now is the driver is driving the vehicle on a rolling road, so the wheels are going round, but the vehicle's not going anywhere because it's strapped down.
That looks like the car is running in the gym.
That's exactly what it is. It's just like if you were on a running machine in a gym, you run on the conveyor belt. In this particular case, we have a roller going round, so the wheels are turning the roller, and then the roller is absorbing the load. We're measuring emissions, that's oxides of nitrogen. We're measuring carbon monoxide. We're measuring CO2. And we're measuring unburnt hydrocarbons. Altogether, we're taking somewhere in the region of about 15 dependent signals from the vehicle. What we'll do now is we'll go up into the control room and we'll be able to see real time comparing what's happening with this B5 blend and what we did previously when it was just 100% four-quart diesel.
All right, so we're just off to the control room now. Loads of computers in this room. Okay, so what do we get?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is to look at the vehicle performance. We can see here on the screen that there are no adverse effects on performance from using the actual biodiesel blend. So the next thing we're going to have a look at is the fuel consumption. And we can see that the fuel consumption, it is about the same. There's a little bit of this discrepancy in favour of the 100% four-quart diesel. But then again, if we now look at the emissions, we can see that the engine does appear to be running cleaner. And that's because of the clean properties of the biodiesel itself, due to the fact that it does contain an amount of oxygen which helps to improve the cleanliness of the burning the combustion chamber. So all in all, we've got no adverse effects on performance. Fuel consumption is about the same, and the emissions are fractionally improved.
But there doesn't seem to be much difference between them. So where is the advantage in using this 5% blend?
Well, the biodiesel itself has come from a renewable source. So you could actually say that taking everything into account, the cultivation of the plants and turning the crops into oil and then turning the oil into a fuel, that 5% of it is approaching carbon neutrality.
OK, folks, so there you go. 5% biodiesel in your normal diesel is a little better for the environment. And yes, you can make fuel out of vegetable oil. So there, back to you guys.
Thanks, Azzy. So there you go, biodiesel made in front of your very ears here on The Naked Scientist. And there are more great Naked Scientist experiments, including some you can try at home, on our website. That's at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
And now the answer to this week's teaser question. We asked you what weight of prehistoric plant material must have gone into producing every gallon of petrol we burn. We had the correct answer from Jim in Holcombe. Thank you so much for your answer, which is 98 tonnes. And that's the equivalent of shovelling 40 acres of wheat into your tank every 20 or 30 miles.
The other shocking thing about that is that in the last 200 years, we've burned off 13,000 years worth of plant growth on the earth, just in terms of the fuels we consume.